Hi, is this Laura?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Laura. This is Michael Moon with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really good. I understand that you've been doing a lot of volunteering over the course of many, many years, and there was someone that was reaching out to say that you do some amazing work for the community.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Do you mind sharing a little bit about your story?
I have volunteered for the Veteran Suicide Awareness Group for Right for 22, and I have also volunteered for I was a CNA for 27 years, so I go and volunteer at the nursing homes, and I do other things like that.
Yeah? So put in a lot of time to help out the community.
Yes.
Yeah. And you were just recently diagnosed with cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer about 4 weeks ago, and now I'm doing chemo every other week.
Okay. How are you feeling these days?
I'm doing okay. I'm just battling all the sickness and stuff, and then fighting my white blood cells. That's what's keeping me down. They're putting me on extra shots and extra antibiotics. So I have to do that every week also. So I have to stay away from people and wear my mask when I go out and my beanies. We've just been staying at home and doing things like that.
Yeah. First off, thank you for sharing that with us. And you have been an amazing pillar in the community, and you've been nominated for a wish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah. So all that work you've been doing for everybody else, someone's been noticing and thought that maybe you needed a little leg up because of what you were going through.
Well, that is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it funny how karma always seems to work, right?
Yes, exactly.
Now, I might have heard this incorrectly, but your husband works in Eugene and drives there constantly or has to do that a lot?
No, he works at the mill here in Dillard. So the only time we go to Eugene is for his back surgeries and stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so I've been going back and forth taking him. He doesn't drive right now.
All right. How's your car been doing? Have you been needing some work on your car at all?
Yeah, we have to get some tires and stuff, and then we just put some tires on it, but it won't be, we don't have like snow tires or anything like that in case we get snow. You know, you never know about Oregon.
Oh, yeah. What about a tune-up and oil change? Have you done anything with that?
No, we haven't done nothing like that because we can't afford it right now.
Well, that's where I come in.
Well, thank you.
I would like to do some wonderful things for you here. Brook Communication and Rogue Credit Union would love to give you a Visa card toward the tune-up and the oil change.
Oh, she needs it so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. How about a $1,000 gift card for that?
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. That will come in so helpful. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome, but I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Walt's Towing heard about your wish and wanted to purchase a gas card for you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. My husband just hugged me. He's like, what's going on?
He's sitting over there going, why are you crying?
Yeah, he's like, why are you crying?
And one more thing, we would also like to purchase for you, Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union would love to get you a Sherm's food card. We'll set you up with a $500 food card.
Oh, my God. That's so helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you. I listen to the stories all the time, and I'm like, they're just amazing how you guys help everybody. I was just telling my sister, it's amazing what you guys do for people. And this year, I was hoping that just something would come for us because my husband and I are struggling so bad. I just told my grandkids there's not going to be a Christmas this year, and they understand, you know. So thank you.
Well,
at least I can cook him something for Christmas.
Yeah, well, I tell you what I'm going to do then. How about I bump up that Visa gift card and make it $1,500?
my God, thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
Well, you're amazing.
Well, thank you. I love doing what I do when I can. I was raised to help the elderly, and I love it. I just love to help people, and I just love everybody when I can.
We want to make sure that you and Kyle and your grandkids have a wonderful Christmas. So this is about you giving and then finally receiving. So God bless you, Laura, and I hope you have an amazing Christmas.
Oh, I will now. Thank you. God bless you.